Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
The Bert Show.
All right, here is Kim, man. She is making a bold move this weekend.
Okay.
She said that she's got this man of her dreams, and this is the weekend that she's going to tell him what's up.
Okay.
So let's find out if they've been friends, if this is someone she just met a couple of weeks ago. Or a couple
last
hours
night.
Ago. Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Listen, how are you?
I'm in love.
I'm okay. I'm a little nervous.
This is a bold, bold move. Yeah. Now, is this a friend that you've had for a very long time?
This is someone that I met through through work, but I've known him for about 6 months. I met him a long time ago, but it was very brief, and even then I felt this spark, but obviously I just sort of ignored it. And then in the past 5 to 6 months, I guess it's been 6 months, we've been working really closely together and just spending a lot of time outside of work together, and I just, something has happened to me, and I tried to ignore it, and I just cannot get around the fact that something big has happened to me, and I can't get around the truth, and I'm very nervous about what to do with that.
All right, we got to squash some of this. This is going in the opposite direction I was hoping it was going to go. And I was thinking, here's a guy that I've known since I was 17 years old, and I'm 30 now, and we've got this great friendship, and this is the weekend. I'm going to tell him I love him, and he's going to say I love you back, and we'll be married by Tuesday. That's not what we're
heading. I'm clenching my teeth a little bit because I want to know more about the relationship outside of work. Yes. Are you dating? Are you monogamous? Are you?
No. I'm currently – this is where it gets –
Oh no!
Difficult.
Oh, no.
I'm currently in a relationship of 3 years.
Oh Lord! And,
Melissa just threw her headphones off.
Are you kidding me?
I live with my boyfriend, and he's someone I love very much, and he's a good man. I'm telling you, I did not go looking for this. This is one of those things that has just hit me, and I didn't realize. You know, I've been happy for 3 years. I've been happy and I've been, you know, well loved. And I'm, you know, it's only because I've been spending time with this person and that I've realized that there's been something that's huge that's missing. And it's just that feeling of being totally alive and really, really knowing that you're in love. And, you know, when it hits you, you can't ignore it. You can't deny it. You
okay,
know?
Let's back up for a second. Let's squash this for just 1 second. You said you've been in this relationship with dude for 3 years. Did you feel the same way about the guy that you're living with right now that you feel about this guy?
No,
you've never been that excited.
The guy that I'm living with now, you know, I came to love him very, very slowly. And I never had that spark, and I never had that huge sense of passion, but he was a good man, and I loved him, and you know, we work well together, and I would never do that. Listen, I wouldn't hurt him for the world if it weren't for this thing that I can't deny.
So,
and I wouldn't put him through this. Uh-huh.
With your coworker, do you know how your coworker feels about you yet?
I don't know. I think it's got to be two sides. I can't imagine that I've created this on my own. I mean, I know I haven't. I don't know how he feels, so I don't know.
Because I actually know a story of a friend that this happened to maybe 10 years ago. She was in a long-term relationship, had a long-time boyfriend. I think they were together maybe a couple of years. She met someone else and really started to have feelings for this other person and was just like, okay, I can't deny it anymore. So she went to her boyfriend and said, I'm having feelings for someone else. We're going to need to break up. They break up. And now she is with the guy that she started to have feelings for. They've been married for, like, I don't know, however long.
So it worked out well.
So it worked.
But
so
she handled it right.
She handled it correctly.
She recognized
it correctly.
And she said, the relationship I'm in currently is going nowhere. This is as far as it's going to go. I have strong feelings for someone else. I'm just going to be honest and tell him I have strong feelings for someone else. We need to break up. And now she is married, has a child, and is everything's all hunky-dory with the other guy.
First of all, don't ever use the words hunky-dory on the show.
But you know what I'm trying to say? So
I can hit delay if you don't want anybody to hear
it. It's from the Hobbyville glossary.
I'm going to see my family this weekend. It's already kicking in.
Let's see if these stories are parallel. Do you feel like you're in this relationship that's not going anywhere right now, that you're just going through the motions, you don't think there's an engagement, or are you still in love with this guy?
This is the part that's so confusing. I love the man, but I don't think that I'm in love with him, and I don't...
But he can't be a backup.
It's a lot to give up, and I don't want to give it up unless I have some kind confirmation that this other man... feels the way I do. It's a huge risk to take.
Yes, it is. All right, Lucy, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
I've been in a similar situation, and she, I think, needs to follow her heart. But before she does that, she needs to let the guy that she's with know, you know, that the feelings just aren't there.
Agreed.
But she's not saying the feelings aren't there. She's just saying that she has stronger feelings for the other guy. Is that right, Kim?
Yeah. I mean, like, you're right. I've never felt this way about a guy before, the office guy, and I think he could potentially be my real soulmate. But if he doesn't feel the same way, I mean, I really love my boyfriend, and I don't want to hurt him unnecessarily. For my own sake, I don't want to lose him, you know?
Well, you can't have it all.
But you're trying to have your cake and eat it, too. You owe it to your boyfriend.
Why would I put him through that if this man doesn't want to be with me? I mean, I can't even stomach the thought, but if he doesn't want to be with me, why would I put my current boyfriend through that kind of turmoil when I'm happy with him? I love him. I don't understand why this has happened to me. I just know that I can't.
But if you were completely happy with him, then you wouldn't be having feelings for somebody else.
Agreed. And I mean, why not let your boyfriend find his soulmate? I mean, if you're actually saying that somebody else is your soulmate, you know,
because he thinks that I am his soulmate.
Well, you don't think he's yours, though, and so I don't believe.
I thought so. I just didn't know. I mean,
he's not. He's not.
I met this guy.
So I don't believe that even if you told this other guy and he said, no, I don't have feelings for you, and you go back to your boyfriend, I don't think you'll be happy. So I
agree with that.
I'm a firm believer that you need to talk to your boyfriend about your situation because, I think that this feelings for the other guy is a symptom of what's going on in your own relationship.
Your boyfriend, your three-year boyfriend, is now your backup plan.
Right.
Because plan A now is...
Have him referred to that way.
That's what he is.
I never thought of him that way, and I don't, and I hate to...
Yeah, you do.
But then, if he ever found out about this, like...
You know, you'd lose him.
Right. Like 10 years from now, you guys are married, you got two kids or whatever, and you say to him, hey, you're going to hear a funny story. Do you remember that guy that I blah, 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 and was friends with? Remember him? Oh, my God. Well, there was a time that would rattle the core of the relationship.
Sure would. Hey, Rebecca, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I've actually been in the same situation before, and the only thing that I really hated about it was I didn't tell my boyfriend anything about it. I found out what the feelings were from the other guy first because in the end, I didn't want to be alone. I didn't want to hurt my boyfriend either. I mean, because I was with my boyfriend for about 4 years, and I also met a guy that I was working with, and we hung out after work, you know, grab drinks, you know, do whatever for probably about 7 to 9 months. And I thought I had that connection there, and I found out after I talked to him first, you know, he didn't like me that way. He just liked me as a friend, and, you know, I just stayed with my boyfriend. So I didn't go through all that pain. So I think, you know, in my opinion, she shouldn't tell her boyfriend anything yet. She should find out first to be sure, so that way she doesn't have
That's
to
selfish.
Know, lose everything.
That's really selfish.
Because she doesn't want to be
Are
alone.
Are you still with that boyfriend?
No, actually, we broke up.
I'm surprised.
I mean,
so it's like, I don't know. I just, yeah.
She well, finds,
I don't think you're going to go. I don't think you can go in reverse. I completely agree with Melissa. I think your feelings have moved on to someone else, mm-hmm. and it's not that they're going to move back to your 3-year boyfriend because you're right. already done. Right.
Like, what's
going to
happen?
That relationship has expired for you to have mm-hmm. these strong feelings for somebody else. That former relationship is over. It's mm-hmm. done. It's finished. Let him, like Melissa said, let him go. Find his destiny.
Hey, Ann, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm just sitting here stewing. It's selfish. The thing is, you know, everything is always greener on the other side. It's always newer. It's always more attractive. Why not fix the problems that you have? Address the issue. You know, you're being selfish holding on to this. What if this person was doing it to you? How would you feel?
But she's saying you guys don't have any issues. Just what you're saying is that you feel stronger about this new guy than you ever mm-hmm. have about the first guy. But in your opinion, there's nothing wrong with your current relationship, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've been very happy. He is a good man, and we are good together. I would never do anything to harm him or harm that, except that this thing has happened to me. I didn't choose for this to happen. It just
neither did he though.
It happened.
Yeah, and if I mean, in all honesty, if Katie said to somebody else, I think I have found my soulmate, and I'm not it. Then I would want her to let me go because mm-hmm. I don't want to, like Bert said, let's look at the perspective of your boyfriend, your live-in boyfriend. If he knew all this and he knew he was your backup plan, because that's really what he is right now, then...
No, but it doesn't feel that way. I would never... I don't know
why you're being so defensive because you're in this situation, whether you chose it or not, you're mm-hmm. in it. So you got to handle it right. And I think that the right thing to do is exactly what Jen's friend did. You got to talk to your boyfriend about the situation because it is not a perfect situation at home. You said you're not in love with him. You said yourself, I love him, but I'm not in love with him. Then why are you with him?
Yeah, Kim, what did you call us for? Did you think that you were going to call us and we were going to go, oh, this is such a romantic story?
Yeah. That's good.
Is
she that called us so we justify her story and then she can move forward. But when we don't justify it, then they get all like,
you're fighting your position, but you called us for advice. So we're giving you the other side here and you're not accepting
scared.
It.
I think I'm just scared and I need to hear a sounding word. I mean, I feel like, again, the past few months, I've been trying to ignore it and trying to ignore it. And I'm like, God, am I crazy? I think I just needed to say it out loud. I haven't told anyone. I haven't told anyone.
Well, thank you for that.
Man,
I do appreciate you thinking of us for that.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
I just needed to say it out loud, and I needed to see how it felt to say it out loud. And I respect your opinion. I just
you chose.
The more I talk about, the more I feel like I, you know, these things only happen to you. Maybe once, maybe twice in a lifetime, and if you don't act on them, then it's to ignore that this wonderful gift that's been given to you. And I just—we're
not even now. Listen to the advice that you've heard today.
Yes,
most people are calling up saying, if that's really the way you feel about it, then go for it. But do it in the right way. And the right way is to tell your boyfriend where your head's at.
Because you chose to spend time outside of work with this guy. Like you, it's like it just happened to me. Well, you have chosen the path that leads to having feelings for this guy because you have not ignored him. You've spent time with him. And you just talked about the gift. You just talked about the gift that you've been given. And you're talking about this other man. You're not talking about the guy you're living with.
The backup plan.
That's a problem.
Here's Alyssa. We'll take one more call on this. Hey, Alyssa, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just think this is a phase and a fantasy, and she is just about to make the biggest mistake of her life. I really do. I think that it's just, I mean, she thinks she likes this guy because he's at work, and it seems all exciting, and, you know, it's just a fantasy. But really, I think she should stick with what she has because she knows that she loves him, and she's just going to get sick of this guy at work if he actually does go for her.
On the other hand, you have the Jen Hobby story that she was telling us, you know?
Yeah, my friend, this happened to her maybe 10 or 15 years ago, but she was telling me because I asked her how she and her husband met, and she said, actually, I was in another relationship. It was like maybe 2 or 3 years long. I can't remember exactly. But she said, I just started having really strong feelings for him. So she sure enough, she went back to her boyfriend at the time and said, listen, this isn't, you know, going anywhere. We got to part ways. I have feelings for someone else. So they broke up. And now she is currently married to and has a child with the guy that she started having feelings for. But she handled it, you know, in the right way and in a really mature way, which I think when you're caught up with emotion and everything else, that not everybody makes great decisions. And so I always think of her story because I think I really commend her for making the right decision.
So this could be the biggest mistake of your life or the best decision you ever made. You don't know at this point. You just don't know. But
I don't think it's the biggest mistake of your life if, because just the way you talk about your boyfriend, you're not excited by him. You said you're not in love with him anymore. I mean, there are relationships that just are meant not to work. Mm-hmm. And so this may be one of them, but you need to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. You just need to do the right thing.
I need to face that possibility. After 3 years, I don't even know if I'm ready to face the possibility of letting him go, but I have to know.
You can't have both.
We are facing the possibility of having to let you go right now.
and we're going to do the right thing and do it.
And we're letting you know.
I'm being honest with you, and I'm telling you that we're going to separate for a little
while. We're starting to have feelings for another segment.
Kim, can we check back with you? I want to check back with you next week, though, and find out what you did. Did you talk with the guy at the office? Did you talk with your boyfriend? Did you not do anything? Can we check back with you next week?
I'm seeing him this weekend, so I don't know how I'm not going to talk about it. I don't know.
I'm seeing him this weekend.
So you're supposed to do some work, like some side work with him this weekend?
No,
she's seeing him.
She's having a date with him that she set up.
It's not really a date, but
come on.
So you're just hanging out as friends, so your boyfriend will be there?
My boyfriend's away this weekend.
I mean, great. Cheat on your boyfriend.
Are you
amazing?
I'm absolutely not going to cheat.
You're calling it a date. It's a date. A date is cheating.
Hey, we'll talk to you on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The thing that drives me crazy is like this. I'm such a victim.
It just happened.
I don't have control of any of this.
I didn't choose this.
How does this happen to me?
I mean, we're going out this weekend. I mean, I'm just going to somehow be, you know, I'm going to just fling in my car without any control, and the car's just going to go to him. And I don't know what. Where's my car going? I don't know.
My life is a runaway train, and I have no brain.
Oh, my God.
I understand that because my car does the same thing as I pass a Dairy Queen. It just turns right in.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2x the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.